This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Friday, March 13, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Lindsay Berry. Making headlines today. South Africa's manufacturing output plunged by its biggest year-on-year margin on record in January. This points to further economic strain and puts the country on course for its first recession in 17 years. Statistics South Africa said that manufacturing output contracted by 11.1% year-on-year in volume terms in January. This is the biggest fall since Stats SA started keeping year-on-year figures in 1999. The contraction, after December's fall of 7.1%, backs the case for aggressive interest rate cuts. A global downturn has hit South African manufacturers hard, leading to a sharp fall in exports and adding to pressure from slowing consumer spending owing to relatively high interest rates. The Council for Scientific and Industrial Research has unveiled its unmanned air vehicle simulator. The simulator provides real-time, man-in-the-loop simulation of UAV flights. The simulator will serve as a tool to carry out research into UAV flight control. Currently, it can simulate a six-wing UAV flight, but it will soon be loaded with flight simulation software for helicopter UAVs. The simulator forms part of what is being called the National Unmanned Air Systems Research Infrastructure. This also includes CSIR-designed UAVs, wind tunnels, and propeller test rigs. Also making headlines, South African Finance Minister Trevor Manuel calls for a more multilateral international monetary fund. A Sasol worker dies at Secunda after a fire at a blending station. Mobile telecoms group MTN will press ahead with its record 37 billion rand capex plan during 2009. And the International Zinc Association sees more growth from emerging markets. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.